Well, we've been talking about it this morning. It is the Spectra Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth, which is coming up at the end of this month. If you haven't registered yet, what are you waiting for? To talk more about it this morning is a good friend of mine, Rick Mola with Fisherman's World. Rick, thanks for coming on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
So,
thanks,
Rick,
for having me.
Yeah, of course. I love having you on every year. So how are you feeling about this upcoming tournament?
I felt great before the storm. And hopefully the storm won't do anything to the fishing. But prior to the storm, we had the best blue fishing in years. There were blitzes in Greenwich and Portchester, a bit sound. Guys were catching them chunking at 28C, which is south of Norwalk, and trolling wire line in the middle between Fairfield, Norwalk, and Smithtown Bay. So we really were anticipating a great contest this year, the best in 10 years. So let's see what happens with the weather. It shouldn't harm it.
I was going to say, explain that to me. How would the rain, let's say that the tournament was happening, you know, this week, what would all the rain and everything that's gone on in the past couple of days, what would that mean for the bluefish? Why does it impact it?
Well, normally, because of the fresh water influx and the sound, it'll push the bluefish out in the deeper water. They really don't like fresh water. They want salt water. And unfortunately, nowadays, there's fertilizers and other things pouring into the water, so it does push the fish out into the deeper water. But we still have 5 days, so we'll see what happens. Normally it clears up pretty quick.
Okay, so we still have some time to turn things around, luckily, so that is a good thing. But, you know, prior to the storm, Rick, you were saying this would be some of the best bluefish catching we'd see in years. Why? Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, they're migratory fish. Some years small fish come in, some years a larger fish come in. Some years we don't even see many fish, but the blitzes that were going on last week were reminiscent of the 80s, where we had so many bluefish. God, we would weigh in fish from morning till dark. Now we weigh a fish in every couple hours, I mean, the last 10 years or so. So we're anticipating a really good contest this year. Fisher in Western Long Island Sound.
And I'm curious, talking to Rick Mola this morning of Fisherman's World, how heavy do you think the heaviest bluefish will be this year?
I'm going to guess 16, 17 pounds, but we've seen larger ones early. But that's been about the norm. We've been weighing them in the 14-pound range, which is pretty good for this time of year, comparing that to the last decade, the last 10 years. And it doesn't mean it wasn't good bluefish, and the bluefish seem to be to the east, towards New London, Clinton area. And then prior to that, it was down towards City Island. And before all of that, Norwalk had it. So the fish show up in different areas, different years. And it all depends on where the food supply is. So Norwalk has bunker, which is the fish that the bluefish feed on predominantly. So we have more bunker this year than we've had in about 10 years.
Wow.
In the harbors. So when you see bunkers in the harbors, that means the bluefish are out in Long Island Sound. If there were no bluefish out there, the bunkers would be out in the middle of Long Island Sound.
So I guess a follow-up to that would be, Rick, I would think it's a little bit more realistic than probably in past years. If you were to fish from shore, you could have a shot at winning versus going out on a boat.
Well, there have been winners in shore in Westchester County. I believe a young man, I forget how old, but I think he was under 16, and he won the $25,000 prize fishing offshore.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you have any tips for people this morning, Rick, if they've registered and they've never been in the tournament before? What are your tips to win?
I would visit your local tackle shop. I mean, we're rooting. These are our team members, the people that register in the local shops. So if you're from Norwalk, of course, we're rooting for you. Same with Bridgeport, where you are right now, and all the shops. We want to help our fishermen out because we want them to win the top prize, and it's good for our businesses. It's good for everybody. So I would ask, we will take time out and show people where you could fish. If you're going to fish with bait, where the local reefs are, where you're going to troll, we'll show you the area where they've been. And we sell fresh bunker, as the other shops do, which is the main bait. And you can catch your own bunker in most of the harbors. Norwalk has so many bunker. So I would talk to the guys. We all want our guys to win the contest, the tournament.
Well, Rick, if anybody has not been to Fisherman's World before, where are you guys located? What's your number? How can people contact you?
Well, our number is 203-866-1075, and we're fishermansworld.net online. And we're down by the Maritime Center in Norwalk. We're on the opposite side of the bridge in East Norwalk, across from Veterans Park, where the launching ramp is, or where they have the Oyster Festival anyway.
Rick Mola, Fisherman's World, thank you so much for coming on, and we look forward to the tournament this year.
Thank you, Melissa. Good luck.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.